Braves rookie Luis Gohara makes the start against the Nationals in D.C. He'd surrender a first-inning run, but not much after that.
Check swing, or did he go? He went too far. And here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss.
The 0-2 pitch. Caught on and missed. He just struck out Max Scherzer and has sat down 11 consecutive Nationals.
They're 2-2 as we head to the seventh inning.
Now Scherzer can't throw a strike all of a sudden. And he's just walked the bases loaded with nobody out.
I wonder if that's the first time this year he's walked three in a row.
Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Dansby. Swinging a base hit to left. Adams scores. Peterson around third. He's coming to the plate. And he will score.
And the Braves have scored four against Scherzer. But now he makes the change, and it's Brandon Kinsler. Fly ball hammer deep toward left. That ball is up and out of here. Matt Kemp has hit a grand slam.
The first pitch. It's only the second home run he's given up as a National. Wow, what an inning.
Six runs are across in the seventh inning. Braves are rolling now, 8-2.
Ground ball up the middle. Beautiful pick by Swanson going to the ground, spinning and throwing, and got him. Beautiful play on a hot smash by Kendrick.
Dansby Swanson does it with the glove and the bat, and Atlanta wins 8-2. The Braves have now won four straight games and six of their last seven. Matt Kemp's grand slam was the seventh of his career, and Luis Gohara secures his first major league win. Matt Kemp delivers the biggest blow of the night with his seventh inning grand slam. The veteran now has 19 homers and 63 RBIs on the year.
Just trying to put a ball in play. You know, there's a runner on third base. Just trying to make something happen. You know, left the slider up and, you know, put a good swing on it, and gladly it went over the fence.
Yeah, first pitch grand slam for you and Gohara tonight. Yeah. Getting his first big league win, and he looked sharp. He was efficient, only 71 pitches. What did you see from him that made him so effective?
He did a great job, you know, keeping guys off balance. You know, he throws really, really hard. You know, he has good off speed. And then the bullpen came in, shut him down too. You know, it was a great team effort today. Everybody did their jobs, and we got the win.
Yeah, for him to go toe-to-toe with Max Scherzer was extremely impressive. But in the last two seasons here, the Braves had gone 1-19. This year, you guys just clinched a series here. You're 6-3. What can you attribute the success you guys have had against this lineup to?
I remember last year coming here. You know, I think when I got here, we didn't win one game against the Nationals. This year, we played pretty good against them. You know, they have a great team. You know, this past 2 days, we beat two really good pitchers, and they got another one going tomorrow. So, you know, for us, we just got to keep it going and, you know, try to finish strong.
The Braves are playing some of their best baseball of the season down the stretch, and manager Brian Snitker likes what he sees from his young starter, Luis Gohara.
You know, the kid gets locked in and really competes. I mean, that's what I heard about him from the guys that played with him, the guys that have had him, been around him. They say once he gets out there, I mean, he's trying to beat you, and I mean that's legit stuff right there too.
He had a little bit of command issues his first time out, but tonight no walks. How encouraging is that?
It really good. I mean, I looked up and even through six, I mean, it's good. He could have pitched all night. Mm-hmm. I mean, so he's real efficient. Threw a lot of strikes. The breaking ball again was really good. He was kind of playing catch at 98. I mean. There's a lot to like there.
Going to what you said, he gives up the double on the misplayed ball at camp, and then he just gets the next two. I mean,
he comes back and picks his teammate up. I mean, it happens. It's another thing you look at a young pitcher. He's not feeling sorry for himself. He's out there competing, trying to win the game, and that's really good to see.
How about back-to-back nights, the at-bats you put on Gio last night in Scherzer?
Really good. I mean, they grinded through again. I mean, it's good to see. I mean, because these guys, they have a knack for the really fighting hard against the better pitchers. I mean, and that's a tough ride out there against him, and Dansby had a, you know, really big hit there, and Tyler, the big hit, and late Adams had a really good night, you know. The one first ball, I thought he hit it off the end, and that thing just kept carrying. There's some really good at-bats, and this is a really, you know, nice ball game.
Showed a lot of patience that inning against Scherzer to take three walks to start the inning against
Yeah, I mean, really good bat that. with Ozzy, even in the bunting situation right there, not to – you know, get outside himself, and there was some really good at-bats there.
What went behind the decision to pull Gohara at 71 pitches?
Just to trying to win the game. You know, we were down to 9 outs. You know, it's kind of, this gets to a point where even that, we're down to outs, and mm-hmm. and um, You know, it's just so kind of feeling like right there, if we pinch it, maybe a chance to get him a win if we can get a run. So, you know, it's more where we're at in the game than the pitch count. I mean, that's great. I love the fact that the pitch count was, he could have went back out if we're at the top of the order and he wasn't going to hit. I got no problem throwing him back out there. But at that point in time, you know, we're looking at, we got nine outs left to try and score. So, you know, just kind of thinking maybe we get something going, we can get him a win right here.
Pretty impressive, Rossi, to step into that leadoff spot, draw just a couple walks, get a hit.
Big two-out hit. I mean, really good. I mean, that kid's way above his years. And then you're seeing him, like I say, he's been the youngest to every league he's ever been in. He's making adjustments on the fly, competing. He's doing great.
And speaking of Gohara, he turns the tables after a rough debut on September the 6th. The left-hander allows two runs on six hits with six Ks over six innings on just 71 pitches.
It's kind of like emotional for the first one, for the all history, and like for the first year being here. It's really fun to have the first win in the big league.
You said after your first start, it might have been a little amped up, a little excited, but tonight no walks. How encouraging was that for you?
It's a really like big encourage there, and the first out in there is kind of like exciting and all that. So I set it down, and like it's no more exciting here, and just go out there and compete.
Does it make it even a little more special doing against the Nationals and the reigning Cy Young Award winner?
Yes. Yeah. To get the win, like on him, and like something really big for me. It's like I always want to pitch against the Nationals and have him pitching for the other side.
The Braves will go for the three-game series sweep on Thursday night when Mike Foltynewicz takes the mound in D.C.